All right, we are live. Cellular Healing TV, I believe episode 36. There's a contention for episode 37. We'll find out before the end of the show. I'm sure someone on my team will let me know or someone viewing today. We have a special guest with us today, and I hope that I pronounce your last name correctly. It's AJ Lanigan. He's an immune expert. From the standpoint of natural health, let me read his little bio here. He has 20 years experience in the immunology, so in various disciplines. He graduated from the University of South Carolina, and you'll find out quickly that he does have a Southern accent, God bless his heart, and from the College of Pharmacy there. He formed his own company in 1980, and I know there's a story to why he probably did that, because he, just like he mentioned in our little call before the show, the Southern area doesn't have much tolerance. They got to do things right, and if they feel like they're being ripped off or cheated, they're going to come at you. And I know that this guy in this field, the natural health related field, has definitely done that and has quite a unique history and impact on the natural health and wellness industry, and specifically with immunology. It's a tough word for me to say, and the research of beta-glucan. And there's some really, really great research out on that, and it's health support. And I know that many of you are probably watching this show because it was advertised a little bit about the Ebola scare. And, you know, we might not give you the complete answer you're looking for, but we want to discuss a little bit about that, because he does have a lot of relevant experience in immunology. And so does Dr. Pompa, because of the biochemist that we work with. And I want to kind of get that banter going right away today here on Cellular Healing TV. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, AJ, Dr. Pompa, and our other co-host, Dr. David Asarno. So I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, you know, AJ, we had a good laugh before we got on, because Warren was saying, "How's the sound?" And you said, "Yeah, how's my sound?" I said, your sound's okay, but I'm detecting a little accent." And you know, you went on to explain it. Just even in South Carolina, there's different, actually I was saying it's actually called a dialect, different dialects within just a few miles of one another, and you went and imitated them. But so you're more than welcome to do that at any time during the show, because you had me almost off my chair laughing. But well, hey, welcome. You know, I'm going to start the show with this, because years ago I did some research on beta-glucan, and you know, you and I had this conversation, because my first questions were, yeah, I tried that. You know, I saw this amazing research about beta-glucan. Man, I couldn't have been more excited. You know, I mean, I, you know, totally got it. And then I tried the products and wasn't impressed. So that's the first thing I came at you with. You know, okay, you know, beta-glucan. So I want to make sure we answer that, but we better back up just a bit for some of our listening audience. What the heck are we talking about, beta-glucan? What are they for, and why was I so excited then, and why am I so excited now? So share that with us first, AJ.
Well, essentially, beta-glucan is really kind of a broad term. You could say, okay, glucans. What are glucans? Let's compare it to paint. If I asked you to go get a bucket of paint, what would you bring me quickly? What would be in the bucket?
Something colorful and liquid.
Okay. What color would it be?
Oh, okay. And for me, yellow. I always love yellow. I picture it.
I love yellow. In fact, there's a certain spectrum of yellow. The golden arches is the most visible spectrum of light to the human eye. That's why when you look in the horizon, you can see the golden arches over and above anything. Safety yellow, technically. But would you be bringing me an oil-based paint or a water-based paint?
Yeah, probably these days.
Latex. Water,
you know, wait, no, they're water-based now. They're as good as oil-based.
Well, they're easy to clean, but you know, this particular paint, I want a little more durability.
Oh yeah, then oil-based is your base coat. I mean, that's the things that are going to take the abuse. Yeah.
There you go. So I need that. So would you run back and get me some oil base? And by the way, my favorite color is red. So I need some red oil-based paint. Okay. You with me? All right. Now, did you bring me something that had a really high sheen, or is it more flat, satiny?
We'll go with an eggshell, semi-gloss, something like that.
Semi-gloss is generally good, but hey, I kind of like to stick out. You know, I like that high sheen on that stuff. So, Doctor, you're now seeing that the term paint is a very, very broad term, and so is glucan. Glucan could be something that we get from oats or barley. In fact, you're hearing the little girl on the Cheerios commercial now talking about glucans. We can get glucans from seaweed. We can get it from the cell wall of certain bacteria. Mushrooms. Now, if you're in the Far East or Southeast Asia, Japan, for thousands of years, they've been using mushroom as part of their culture and part of their medicine. Glucan is in that cell wall of those mushrooms. In fact, fungi in general are very, very rich sources of beta-glucan.
Why they have the immune products that I see, you know?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah, all the time.
In fact, the second best immune compound in the world is actually a drug approved in Japan some probably 30-plus years ago called PSK Creston. The recommendation is for cancer. It comes in little small sachets, kind of like what Alka-Seltzer comes in. And you use anywhere from 3 to 6 grams a day. The cost is $10 a gram, so you're looking at a mere $900 to $1,800 a month for that material, but not to worry about it because it's covered by insurance. It's only available by prescription. So in our testing of different compounds, PSK Creston, of course, was one of our first to establish, you know, exactly what we were looking for in immunological response. Now, what we use is the cell wall of Baker's yeast. And Baker's yeast, again, is a fungal form, specifically Saccharomyces cerevisiae. You can say that in any dialect you like. It's still tough to say 10 times in a row. But this particular Baker's yeast, we've created a proprietary strain so that from process to process, we get the same kind of result each and every time in regards to purity, potency, and hence biological activity. As you stated, you can go out there and try paints and you can get good result, or you can try paints and get less than good results. We covered some of the high spots, but you can even get paints that last you 2 or 3 years, 5 or 10 years, and longer. So the same thing with glucans. Don't let the fact that glucan being used as a description convince you that a rose is a rose is a rose. You're right. Really going to do your homework there.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's tie it in. So we know that these beta-glucans have an amazing effect on the immune system. And, you know, with all the Ebola scare going on right now, we're not going to make claims that someone can, you know, take beta-glucan and not get Ebola. We're not going to say that. However, in my eyes, these people, I say, okay, 50% of the people survive this horrific disease. We all know that it has to do with their immune system, their ability of their immune system to beat down these things, right? Person who survives cancer, and we can go down the list. So, hypothetically, how would beta-glucan impact a virus like Ebola?
Well, of course, the only way that you absolutely prove or disprove such a conjecture is you test it. Now, I will tell you from experience, there's been a lot of testing on our specific product. It's been tested against anthrax. It's been tested against the smallpox. It's been tested against the antibiotic-resistant bugs. It's been tested against radiation, chemotherapy, a wide list of things. We always have a very, very short line in regards to volunteers when we go to test these kinds of things. So when you talk in terms of lethal or even sublethal dosing, we pretty much have to use rats. I used to say mice, but sometimes, you know, some people get a little attached to those little cuddly things. So we use the rats. I'll compare it to anthrax. The studies on anthrax are relatively simple. We did several groups. One was we dosed 7 days prior every day. We dosed 7 days prior every other day. And then a third group we dosed day of only, and then administered a lethal dose of anthrax. Now, the reason I use anthrax is it is somewhat similar in that both anthrax and Ebola actually invade immune cells. Mm-hmm. And they tend to send chemical messages that can confuse or shut down what would otherwise be considered normal immune response, specifically immune cells referred to as neutrophils.
Yeah.
Neutrophils are our first-line defenders in regards to the white blood cells. Well, if they're not doing their job, particularly in something like anthrax or Ebola, the one, then you're pretty much screwed because they're actually, I mean, that's a highly technical term for our audience. It is. You're a deep doo-doo. Okay.
That's a southern term.
To further simplify.
And so's Yeller. So's Yeller.
Yeah.
So, say that again. What happens there that, you know?
If the neutrophils aren't up and running fast, you know, you get overtaken quick. So you have to have a good first line of defense, which is, in fact, the neutrophils.
And by the way, testing against anthrax is not the same thing as testing against Ebola, but it's an example of a horrifically lethal compound. Having tested against smallpox, the same thing, lethal dose. With the anthrax, we actually had better luck, believe it or not. There was anywhere from 90 to 100% survival against lethal dose of anthrax. I think that's pretty good. With smallpox, and this was the same strain, by the way, that killed hundreds of thousands back in the 1917-1918 pandemic. There was over a 50% survival there. But you hit the nail on the head earlier. If you are to survive, in fact, one of the doctors, when those first two treatments were successful, came out of Emory, and he was asked, you know, well, what's what? He said there's two reasons for survival, good nutrition and a good immune response. And so you are all over it when you save cancer, influenza, flesh-eating bacteria, whatever the challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, we only exist here on this planet over the decades, over the centuries, because of what's inside. Not because of some pill in a bottle, not some instrument, some protocol. It's because whoever made our immune systems made it sufficient to withstand anything this earth, this planet, and man to date could throw at it, less a nuclear weapon or two. So those are the people that are left standing, is the people, again, who have that immune system that's up here when the challenge is down here. Now, if that challenge jumps up, you need to raise that immune response, or guess what? You succumb to the challenge, you get diagnosed with something, Lord God forbid you have to go to the hospital, because that's the beginning of the end.
So the visual I get here, and I'm the non-technical person because I just play a doctor on Cellular Healing TV. I'm not really. And so when I hear you talking about that, I'm almost envisioning a picture of a bucket right here in front of me. And the bucket's filled with water, or good things. And if these bad things come, it's sort of like there's no room in the bucket, so they sort of spill over. You may get a little bit residual on top, which you get sick, but there's not a lot of space. If you don't have these neutrophils or these other things, there's a lot of space. So all of a sudden, these bad things come in, and it can start filling up, and that's why people open themselves up, because they don't have their bucket full with all these good things. I don't know if it's a good analogy or not, but it's at least when you started talking, it's what I saw.
Well, pick no bones about it now. It looks like you got maybe just a little bit of gray in your hair. Time, believe it or not, when somebody was mailing anthrax around, you remember those days?
Yes.
And people were dying. But did everybody die that handled those letters? No. People that died are the people that had insufficient immune response. Plain and simple. Now, does that mean that I can take a dose of my beta-glucan and run out there to the mailbox and snort up real good on an envelope? Let me tell you something. If I'm opening bills or whatever and anthrax dust falls out, you know where I'm headed? I'm headed to the closest pharmacy for some Cipro. Okay? I mean, that's where it is. But the bottom line is, it really, you know, a good dose of common cold can kill a person if their immune response is not where it needs to be. Flu shots notwithstanding. I mean, all of these different things that are putting people in the ground every day. I mean, you look at the Centers for Disease Control, their numbers are 30, 40, 50,000 people a year here in the U.S., not in the middle of Africa, that are dying of the flu, not some nutty, you know, variant of the flu, just, you know, common flu bugs. Why don't 300 plus million people die of the flu? Again, proper nutrition and an immune system that can hold its own against those challenges on those days.
It is all immunity. I mean, that's we talk in depth on this show about the microbiome. That's our inner ecology of bugs, viruses, funguses, you name it, working in a system to not only protect us from immunity, but to run our hormones. You know, determines more about who we are, even than our own cells, a lot of the bacteria DNA that we share. You know, so it's an amazing concept. Well, these viruses that are very strong, like Ebola, and, you know, they inject their DNA into our immune cells. And, you know, that's how these things can spread. So, back up. How would a product like beta-glucan protect against this? Would it protect us from it? Would it protect us after, you know, obviously, you know, again, we're talking about those who survive, which, hey, 50% do. So, therefore, now that is someone who has a better immune system. How does beta-glucan play into that?
Again, what I want to try to do is compare to the closest thing that I can that has already been researched, and that would be the anthrax. What happens in anthrax, very similar to Ebola, is when it invades and into our immune cells themselves. But let's go back to those neutrophils. When you get your blood work done and you look at it, the NEU, those are your neutrophils. MONO, those are your monocytes. EOSs, those are eosinophils. If you look at the percentage of neutrophils on any given day, you're looking at 50, 60, 70% easy of all the total white blood cells in your body. And we're not talking about millions of cells. We're not talking about billions. We're talking about trillions of white blood cells in your immune army. And so when you look at whatever the, and there's some argument about whether the human body has 100, 110, 120 trillion, 10% of those cells are your immune cells. So 50 to 70% of 10 to 12 trillion, that's more than just a little gang. So if you can turn those cells on, we like to use the term activate them, and the mechanism of action with anthrax is straightforward. We activate the neutrophil. When that anthrax comes into the body, bada bing, bada boom. It doesn't have to go up through a series of steps to become activated, because our beta-glucan molecule has already activated that unique receptor. It used to be called the glucan receptor before we had the technology to figure out that it was CR3. And I know we're getting a little technical here, but just think about it's a little switch that our molecule is the key to that switch and turns it on, and it is operating at optimum level. So when the bad guy shows up, it doesn't matter if the bad guy is anthrax or the flu bug or what it is ready to gobble it up and destroy it before it can start to vegetate. And that was the key in determining how effective our material was in regards to anthrax. Now, again, I can only use that as an example. I'm not going to tell you that it's exactly the same thing with Ebola, but I will tell you that the people in general with the better immune systems, regardless of how we would figure it out precisely, are the ones that have got the better chance. I'm not telling you not to eat well. I'm telling you eat well, stay away from the sugars, don't drink to excess, get plenty of rest, all those sort of things. If you think you want to tackle Ebola head on, just let me know what flight you're going to be on. I don't want to be on that plane, regardless of taking my beta.
I don't blame you. Hey, so here's the thing. You know, beta-glucan, the people who are taking it with great success, with cancer, all types of different immune challenges, right? They were paying a lot per pill, up to about $100 per pill. So these companies came out, and all of a sudden, you know, you're buying a bottle for $60. So I'm skeptical. I'm thinking, well, how's that possible? Because the real deal beta-glucan was about $100 a pill, you know, and hey, you know, if it's $100 a pill, if I have cancer or Ebola or whatever I'm trying to beat down, hey, I'm willing to pay it. But, you know, that was one of the first questions I asked you. All right, Willis, I know the stuff that's real and works is $100 a pill, AJ. So talk to me about that.
Well, actually, the initial product that was out there that the scientists used.
Yeah.
And we're talking about in university settings, teaching hospitals. The product was actually made available through Sigma. When you were doing your lab work, you had this big, thick Sigma Aldrich book where you ordered all your standards, you ordered all your equipment, all your even certain water.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, that was
my chemistry days. Yeah,
they're still around today, and the part number was G as in George, G5011, was the beta glucan from Saccharomyces cerevisiae. When I got involved back in 1996. It was actually $198 per 100 milligram sample, which is about the size of a contact capsule, plus shipping and handling. It's still around today, but the price is much higher. I hadn't checked it in the last year or so, but it's many hundreds of dollars. Well, my claim to fame, very simply, was coming up with processes where we could make this product affordable, because I don't know about you, but at $12,000 a bottle, most of my friends just have to go with whatever the immune system that was dealt them that day. But we were able to come up with processes that basically come down to this. You can't just take the cell wall of baker's yeast and throw it in a pill. You can't just take and grind up mushrooms and throw it in a pill. You can't just dry some seaweed, grind it up, throw it in a pill.
By the way, that's what's happening, you know, on the free market, by the way.
Yes.
That is what's okay.
And that's why there's so many different brands and market prices, and you got all this misinformation. The literature that you read, by the way, doctor, was legitimate research. The problem was the research you read was not on the product that was in the bottle.
Absolutely. That's why... That's why I came to you with great skepticism when we first spoke.
Well, and I wish everybody in the marketplace had that kind of healthy skepticism. Show me the irrefutable proof. Down here, we call it baptized in fire. And I think that every consumer, every healthcare professional should have the gumption to challenge, hey, I'm looking at this bottle. It says such and such on the label. I'd like to see your certificate of analysis, please. I'd like to know your country of origin, and I'd like to see the specific tests that are used to standardize the product that I'm holding in my hand. Well, of course, the average consumer doesn't even know what I'm talking about, but a healthcare professional owes it to his patient population to be able to do that on their behalf, because they're coming to you with trust with putting their health, the quality of health, and in many cases their lives. So these are the things, and what I decided to do, rather than have AJ's lab down the corner, which by the way we've got a world class lab up in Minnesota where we do all this work, but we put this stuff in the hands of teaching hospitals and major universities, places like University of Louisville, the James Brown Cancer Center, Brown University, University of Minnesota, not just here in the United States, but overseas. So when you go to Medline or PubMed, which is where all the healthcare professionals go to do their medical research, their reading, and you type in my product, beta-glucan, and say Vaclav Vitvika, who is one of the lead researchers at the University of Louisville, you're going to pull up dozens of articles specifically naming my brand. And you're going to see, again, the anthrax articles, the radioactivity articles, the chemotherapy articles. Another type of article that you seldom see is side-by-side comparisons with other glucans in the market, other compounds like transfer factor, wolfberry, cocktails of mushrooms and vitamins and probiotics. And if it's up there on the radar and it's touting immune support or immune enhancing or immune stimulation, we've tested it. We started this tack back in 2006, and hundreds of different products and types of products have been tested and been published in the peer-reviewed medical journals. So as a healthcare professional and as a consumer, you can rest assured we've turned every leaf, we've flipped every stone, and if Hebidibiotic jumps up next week, next month, that's going to be one more that will be tested and added to what I call the wall of shame.
Yeah, I love that, you know, because that's what matters, right? I mean, you know, knowing what you're getting, the product has to work. And, you know, it's always a pet peeve of mine, AJ, that, you know, in the alternative world where we really hold the correct philosophy, there's so much junk that gets brought. Gosh, you know, I can't tell you how many products get brought my way. I get tired, you know, because most of it would be put on the wall of shame. Even with what, you know, is in the pills. So that gives what we do a bad name, when really what we do is the answer, you know, building natural immunity, removing the interference. The body can, in fact, do the healing, you know. So, well, you know, and that really gave me some encouragement. You know, after we had spoke, I started to, you know, dig deeper, you know, in some of those things. And I got absolutely more excited about something that I was excited about a while ago as being a real answer, you know, something that really does work, especially for the immune system. I mean, here we are in the flu season, you know. I agree. I mean, look, you know, if you're going to eat the standard American diet and think that you have the proper immune system, good luck. But if there is one product that I would say to add, it would be this product for sure. You know, and again, I don't expect everyone to jump off this call, you know, and start reading all the literature, and, you know, I encourage you to do so, you know, but look, the research on this is real. You know, this, you know, is your, you know, stimulates your first line of defense. You know, and it's not our opinion. You know, we can actually back that by studies. So, you know, here we are in this season with flu, you know, Ebola. Let's just keep going down the list, right? I mean, all these things that we don't want. You know, hey, this is what I'm doing. So,
well, sometimes the news media tends to add a little bit of fuel to the fire. I know a couple of years ago, West Nile virus was going to take us all down, right?
Yeah.
And a couple of it took down a lot of Blue Jays. I do a radio show here in Columbia each Tuesday, Health, Wealth, and Happiness, sponsored by some folks here locally, and it's a fun show. And we did the show on the West Nile virus because, again, that's what dominated the mail. And I said, you know, it's interesting. I said it's a shame for those people who have lost their lives of this unique bug. I said, but before I came to the show, I did a little work. Actually, more people, and if you remember, I think it was SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody flipped the switch and shut down Canada or some province of Canada. You remember that?
Yeah.
For a while because they had one or two cases. When I went to the literature, I found that more people fall out and die in Canada.
Yeah.
that been affected by SARS. So we see these things, and certainly I don't mean to sound disrespectful towards people who lose their lives at any time for anything, but it's not just the complex or the sexy or exotic things that can get us. Think about just school kids who started back within the last month or so, and all the sniffling and they rubbing, you know, the goo, and the kids are rubbing up against the teachers and the toys they're putting in their mouth, and they bring all that home with you. You know, you think about the people just from those types of childhood diseases are going to end up causing somebody with a weakened immune system to assume room temperature. It doesn't have to come in here from Central Africa. It can come in from the local kindergarten. So,
well, you know, always the humor is that people think that they're going to avoid the cold or the flu. I said, no, you've been exposed to that dozens of times. It'll get you when your immune system's down. There's no avoiding it. You know, the snots and the things, they come home no matter what. It's on every doorknob. You know, it's unavoidable. The immune system's the key. I have two things that I want to accomplish before we get off the show. Okay, before I get too far down that road, Warren, everyone's going, okay, how do I get the product? So, I mean, obviously, I know we have it on our site, but I'll let Warren do that. Then I have a question, two things that I want to accomplish. Warren?
Well, yeah, let me switch it over to me here. And I wanted to ask AJ on this. The product that you shipped us, the RYL Beta 500, the Beta 1 3D glucan. That is on our site right now at revelationhealth.com. You can also, you know, call our office, 888-600-0642. But why is this Beta 500 version? Is it more potent, more powerful? You know, what makes this one even better than some of the other, you know, you have different ones that you've manufactured, but what's important about this one, the milligrams, the dose? And also, how do we take it and then I have one other question. How do we take it? Do we take it on a daily basis? Do we cycle it? Is it something we take every day? Give us some of those details. I know, you know, I need to know that as well because I've been having that same question.
The simplest product that you've ever seen in your life, the only thing you need to know to dose this material is a person's body weight.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how old they are. Doesn't matter. How tall they are, doesn't matter if they're male, female, sex, doesn't matter if they're having sex. All of these things are moot. It's body weight. Now, the 500 milligram is for those people who want or need additional immune support. You might want to jot that down because, see, that way we are able to cleverly prevent the I wasn't going to say FDA because that would be rude on a public show like this, but the FDA doesn't like us to talk in terms of curing or preventing or mitigating, so we won't. So again, for those people who want or need additional immune support, that's what that 500 is all about. One capsule per 55 pounds of body weight, best taken on an empty stomach. Wait about 30 minutes before eating solid food. Now people say, well, AJ, you know, what if I forget? What, can I have it with my coffee? Do I have to take it with water? All of these things are good questions. The bottom line is the uptake of this stuff, Warren, is in the small intestine through what we call the Peyer's patches. Just don't stick the pill in the middle of a double beef whopper with cheese. Okay? Time of day. Doesn't make any difference. Very, very simple directions on the bottle. One capsule for 55 pounds of body weight. And this you would consider to be the dose for really putting the immune system higher. A lot of people don't know this, but even a 24-karat gold, five-star athlete, eating the best foods, getting the best rest, breathing the best air, drinking the best water, only about 30 to 31% of that immune system is going to come to their aid in the face of a challenge. When you take this material, you raise that from 30% to 35% to 40% to 45%. In other words, the more material you take on a per weight basis, the higher the immune response. So literally, you get to get up in the morning and choose where you want your immune system to be. If you want that 30 give or take percent, and again, that's a healthy person, have at it. But if you want more immune support, that's why you're taking the 500s.
Got it. So here's the first question I have is, you're the expert, not me, in this area. What's the threat right now to Ebola? You said it. I mean, the media has a tendency to put everybody in fear. I'm trying to hold off my wife now. She's not wanting me to fly anywhere. What's the real fear, AJ, with, you know, your expertise, looking at it? What do you think? Give us a projection.
On Ebola specifically?
Specifically Ebola.
First of all, I have little to no faith in what the media gives us. So I can't judge anything based on that.
Good.
I mean, they get their little blippets from a little piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I've held those little pieces of paper in my hand. And just the typos tell me that idiots prepare them, but the bottom line is that all the information we have to date clearly says that contact with either the person or bodily fluids or feces or semen, it can live on other objects. The person can be dead. I mean, clearly contact is a sure way of contracting the disease. They've looked at what they refer to as reservoirs for disease. In other words, we look at fruit bats, we look at pigs, we look at, you know, other animals that they've tested. And yes, there are some animals that can actually be carriers for this disease, whether or not they quote-unquote see the symptoms or not. There's a relatively short incubation time, just a couple of days before the fevers and the other quote-unquote flu-like symptoms occur.
How many days is that, roughly?
Excuse me?
After exposure?
A couple of days.
So if you fly home and you're not getting flu-like symptoms after a couple of days, Dr. Pompa, you should be in the clear.
Yeah.
I'm just being very specific right now, you know.
Well, I want to tell you, I've read some stuff where even high school kids will somehow get their hands on the air filters of commercial airlines and put them on culture plates and so forth. It would scare you to death to see what grows on those culture plates just on any given day on any commercial airline. Just know that every time you breathe in, you're breathing in what those other 100 or 200 plus people just breathed out. So whether it's Ebola, whether it's the flu, whether it's, you know, whatever, again, that immune system needs to be strong. I have to be honest with you. I haven't lost anything in Africa. I definitely would not be taking any sightseeing tours in Africa. If I had to do some sightseeing right now, it might be out to areas where there's not a lot of population. Because if I don't come into contact with them, they're not going to hurt me. There's just so much unknown about this.
What about accidental contact, right? I mean, someone who's on an airplane who's, well, I mean, we just kind of saw that. I mean, they let the woman board an airplane. You know, I
don't think that was accidental contact. I think that was, again, just a poor result of the people that are supposed to be the smartest people in the world, chuckle, chuckle, our government, overseeing a really serious scenario. I don't think that anybody from Congress, I don't think from anybody from the administration would want to be sitting next to that lady. So no offense to her, but at least the news reports tell us she had sense enough to call before she got on the plane and got, I believe, some of the worst advice in the world, because, again, we don't know. We just don't know what it means to be in an airplane fuselage, you know, packed in. I mean, I know that I've got on my wide-angle lens here, and it doesn't look like I'm that large, but typically I blot out the sun when I walk through the door, and I know that if I'm sitting next to you in a seat, there's going to be contact, okay? So I don't want you, and you don't want me to have the flu. You don't want you vice versa to have a cold, and you darn sure don't want Ebola or anthrax in the mix.
So what's your thing? I mean, you think we'll end up in the thousands here in the U.S.? What's your opinion?
You know, I can't form an opinion with this few of facts, but if a person wants to be as safe as they can be, logically they don't leave the house. But that's not practical, is it? Me, you, and the other 40 or 50 people have got to get out there and stimulate this nation's economy to keep it viable. So the practicality is, do the best you can do in regards to your nutrition. Mm-hmm. Do the best you can do with stress, all the other things that affect your good health, and do what you can to help support and maintain a good immune response. And then after that, it's all in the good Lord's hands. I've seen all those movies. I love those movies, yeah. Like Outbreak and, oh, I gotta find that damn monkey. I mean, that's one of my favorite things with Dustin Hoffman.
I said to my son the other day, I said, you know, who knows, you know, if this thing hits the 100th monkey, then we could see some spread. Of course, you know, he thought, surely, you know, gosh, I didn't realize it was affecting monkeys.
Well, reservoirs have been examined, and like I say, it's the unknown that's the scariest thing about it. So I'm not about panicking people. I'm about trying to come up with solutions, and the only solution we have is right here inside of us, Doc.
Yeah, I'm going to take my beta-glucan and continue the life that I teach, that's for sure. But there's one more thing that you have to do for everyone. You said there's different dialects in South Carolina just miles from one another. So let's hear how this is in South Carolina.
Well, I'm in Central South Carolina, and for people that are born and raised and are the products of public education here, speak very much like I do. But as you get down near the coast in what we call the low country, there's a little bit of a dialect. They refer to them many times as the Geechies. And the Geechies will live out in the country, and you'll come in and say, hey, that boy, hey, you been out there feed that down goat? That goat going to completely starve to death if you don't get out there and feed that goat. So then we travel 100 miles in the other direction. Clemson University would probably be the closest thing to civilization up there. I've got a lot of friends, by the way, up there in Lake Hartwell area and in Oconee County. And Oconee's probably one of my favorite. It's AJ, again, a little more nasal. You got to hurry up, get up here in Oconee County now, because we're having some problems. This Ebola thing is coming our way, son. And I done dug my hole down up under my outhouse, and I don't think nobody can find me there. But you know, that Ebola, we don't know enough. We don't know enough. So get up here, boy. So, and everything in between.
Oh,
I'm never going to be able to go up there again, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I made you do it. Oh, my gosh. Well, and then we have a colleague of ours, Faith Hill. And, you know, if we had her on here. It's not Faith Hill the singer, by the way. But she's got me saying y'all, AJ. You know, y'all this, y'all that. And by after a few hours with her, you know, I start pulling right into the North Carolina accent, you know.
So. Well, now, you have to, again, because we're probably going to have a wide group of listeners here. Do you know the difference between y'all and you all?
No.
Because that is key to translation. Y'all is singular.
Oh, yeah. Okay. instead of you all. Yeah, I'm glad you made it clear.
Now, y'all come see us if you're by yourself, but you all, because there's more than, I can see at least three guys in.
I'm from Pittsburgh, AJ, and I'm going to say that none of those are grammatically correct. It's yins. It's yins all. So yins is singular. Yins all is plural. See? Yins all and yins. So that's, you know, I'm just saying, you know, up where we are, you know, are from. So
it's right up from Jersey, so it's yous guys.
Yeah,
well, we have yins guys too. We have a mix because the New York, you know, New Jersey influence here, so we have yins, yeah, yins guys.
It's yous guys.
We got to get somebody in the mix from Boston so they can park the car for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love it.
AJ, thank you. Thank you for all your amazing knowledge. And, you know, I think that we'll get a lot of, really a lot of interest in the show. I hope we do. Obviously, I think we should, considering what's going on around us.
Let me put a quick plug for a book.
I was going to hold that book up.
Yeah, that's really an ancient tool. People often ask me, AJ, you know, how you learn all this stuff? We keep these things cleverly hidden from the public inside these things called books. So this book, Beta-Glucan, Nature's Secret, by Dr. Vaclav at Vika University of Louisville, it is an excellent primer, not only to teach you about the immune system, but to teach you about beta-glucan, its safety, its benefits. There's a chapter on infectious disease, like we've been talking about today, a chapter on cancer, a chapter on mechanism of action, many, many other chapters. It's extraordinarily informative, and the beauty of it is this is written by disinterested third parties, people not trying to sell you any pills or potions, but simply teaching you what science knows today, and just beautifully well written and well documented.
In your products, actually, compared to other products, I mean, they mentioned your product amongst some others, but that's great. And it, like you said, independent, not selling your product. Well, AJ, thank you. Thank you. I know, like I said, you brought a wealth of knowledge, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You guys be safe and be healthy.
Thank you, AJ.
It's been a great show, guys. Share the message. Share this message with your friends. Share it on Facebook, LinkedIn, and different social media. Let's get some truth out there, guys. CellularHealing.tv, episode 36 confirmed. Have a great rest of your week, and don't live in fear. Live in truth. Take care. God bless everyone.